The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start today's show with a few tips from Will Power, who is my sidekick today. Let's see if he's charged up. Will, what do you say?
Will Power says walking is good. Walking to the bakery? Not as good. Thank you.
Okay, what about another health tip, Will Power?
Will Power says apples are your friends. Love them. Thank you.
All right. Okay, welcome to a President's Day weekend edition of the program here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy, and it is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required, and the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time, and 12 hours from now for the rebroadcast of the morning show. Who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio? More stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. David Snow with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Today on the program, in this hour of the show, Dr. Russ Pelton joins us. He is going to be talking about what happens exactly when your body and mind experience probiotics, when you start taking them. We'll talk about the many benefits beyond gut health. Of course, most people know by now that probiotics do benefit, you know, regularity and gut health. But there's a new science of the microbiome, and space, I guess, was not the final frontier according to the TV show Star Trek. Because in medicine, seems to be the newest science studying the microbiome, the trillions of bacteria that are in our gut that affect every aspect of your health. So we'll talk about rebalancing the body. Things like allergies, leaky gut syndrome, the gut-brain connection, how can you tell when probiotics are working, and what dose to take, and a lot more, all the details regarding the friendly bacteria. It's, one of my favorite relatives is one of my least favorite relatives is antibiotic, but my antioxidant and probiotics are the more friendly relatives. Anyway, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes with Dr. Ross Pelton. First, we got some news you can use. I'm trying to fit in too much information and too little time, as usual. But we'll turn on our organic time compressor and see what we can do for you. All right, this is still Heart Health Month, so let's talk about a few things that are having to do with your heart, matters of the heart. Your heart beats over 100,000 times a day, I think 115,000 times a day. And, you know, it's interesting, there is no such thing as heart cancer. Your heart cells don't get cancerous because the heart cells don't divide like other cells. And there are certain kinds of muscle cells in your heart, the so-called pacemaker cells, that only exist in your heart. And one of the more important nutrients for your heart is coenzyme Q10, which your body actually makes, but it's highest in your 20s. So if you're in your 20s and you're listening to us, you don't have to take supplemental CoQ10. But if you're in your 40s and beyond, most nutritionists and now doctors recommend that people take coenzyme Q10 as a supplement to. So like the spark plugs in your cells, it really enhances your energy, cardiovascular health, endurance, or stamina. It's also an antioxidant. And a lot of doctors now are finally prescribing. In fact, if you're on statins, you should be taking coenzyme Q10, 100 milligrams to 300 milligrams a day. And because the unfortunately, the statins, while they're beneficial for reducing cholesterol, they inhibit the enzyme needed to produce cholesterol. But unfortunately, it's the same enzyme that is needed to produce CoQ10 in your body. So that's the reason for taking CoQ10 if you are on a statin medication for in a prescription. Anyway, we'll talk more about heart health as it relates to probiotics a little later in the program. Hangry, it's a real emotion. If you're hangry, you know, hungry and angry at the same time. Ever feel irritable and angry when you're hungry? Most of us have. Going without food really does make you hangry. In a study, this one study found that researchers had subjects record hunger levels and emotions five times a day for 3 weeks and found that when people were hungry, they had higher levels of rage and irritability. The researchers say that low blood sugar levels limit the brain's ability to control emotions, especially the negative ones. Uh-huh. Did you know that back in January of 1911, a German pharmacist and dermatologist discovered a way to combine water and oil, and hence the creation of Nivea skin cream back in 1911, still a popular cosmetic cream, I believe. Ever go on a food fast? How about going on a TV fast or a screen fast or maybe an elevator fast? you know, everybody thinks of fasting when it comes to food, but sometimes you need a digital fast or a vacation from your devices. Now, here's a note on food choices if you're dieting for the new year. When you're stumped on which diet to eat as you're chomping away on your meat, a burger and fries are not the best buys in reducing the size of your seat. Just saying. All right. Did you know that life expectancy is now at its lowest level in 26 years? And of course, one reason for that is the COVID virus, the pandemic upon us in the last couple of years. But life expectancy in the U.S. is going down, 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 and it's pretty quickly, too. It's not just COVID-19, but also heart disease and diabetes, obesity, liver disease, especially the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And of course, cancer and Alzheimer's. But a couple things you can do. Here's six quick tips for you. Blue Zones lifestyle. Go to the Blue Zones diet. I met with Daniel Buettner a few years back. He wrote the Blue Zones, the five areas in the world where people live the longest and the healthiest. Also, adhering to a more plant-based diet. Eat more plants than animals. Or eat what the animals eat. Plants! Most of the animals that we eat are not carnivores, they're vegetarians. Portion control and apportion or proportion control, the balance between carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Movement is so important to a good, healthy lifestyle, which we'll talk about in the fitness file in just a minute. And having a purpose in life as well as controlling your stress. So, few things you can do to enhance your life expectancy. On the positive side, the potential to live to 100 has never been greater because of all the knowledge that we have if you adhere to a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, factors like chlorinated water, which started in the early 1900s, the introduction of antibiotics, for instance, also in the early 20th century. Then, of course, there was the popularization of refrigeration and pasteurization for food safety purposes, as well as improvements in food safety in general, and also all kinds of medical advances that also plays a part. But finally, the biggest factor, besides having good genes, is lifestyle choices. And that's what we talk so much about here on Dr. Health, because it's something that you can change. Can't change who your parents were, but you can change your health habits. Okay, let's go to the fitness file. Did you know it takes 24 muscles to walk? Each leg activates 4 thigh muscles, 3 hamstring muscles, 3 muscles in the buttocks, and 2 calf muscles. And speaking of muscles in the buttocks, we talked about dead butt syndrome last week, and there is such a condition. So a couple of things you can do. I didn't get to some of the things you can do to solve the problem. And that is, one is to get up and move at least 5 minutes every hour. And it doesn't have to be vigorous or lengthy, just, stretching, jumping jacks, squats, whatever, walking around the block. The more you move throughout the day, the better it is for your health, basically. And whether you're sitting at your desk or on the couch watching TV, driving, to try to take a break at least once an hour. There's usually a rest stop every hour if you're driving long distances. Pull over at least once an hour there. And then flying, of course, to prevent DVT, deep vein thrombosis. But you can get you don't have to fly to get the DVT. You can experience that when you're sitting too long at home or in the office. So also practice proper posture while sitting. You want to keep both feet level on the floor. Versus sitting cross-legged or with one hip higher than the other. And then stretch every day. That's very important, unrelated to your workout. So you want to target the front of your body because your chest, shoulders, and hips get chronically shortened while you're sitting. And so many people, we sit for so many hours a day. It's just, as I always say, the snowman says, it's one of my favorite fitness quotes that I made up, and that is, movement is like money. A little is better than none. More is better than less. Okay. All right. Let's go to matters of sexual health. I didn't get to this, and shame on me, because last weekend, the weekend of love, Valentine's weekend, of course, we should have been talking about oxytocin, which is the love hormone. Now, this information comes from Harvard University's Women Health Watch. We've talked about oxytocin before when we've done shows on hormones, but it's basically a hormone produced in the hypothalamus gland and released by the pituitary, with its main function to facilitate childbirth because it increases uterine contractions. But also in your body produces it when you're excited by your sexual partner or when you fall in love, hence the name the love hormone. And so it's interesting, or important rather, how you increase oxytocin, because everybody wants to feel good, right? So one of the most promising ways is through, what do you know, exercise. In fact, one study found that a jump in levels of the hormone in participants' saliva after high-intensity martial arts training, they found that the oxytocin levels do go up after vigorous exercise. Music also seems to have the ability to raise your oxytocin levels, especially people who sing in groups. So those of you who sing in a choir, take note. And just a simple touch can also boost its release, as can giving someone a massage or cuddling, making love or hugging. All leads to various levels or higher levels of the hormone, depending on what you're doing. But it's the hormone that's responsible for the feeling of well-being and bonding. And finally, although more has been reported about oxytocin in relation to women, men also produce it. In fact, it's actually linked to the movement of sperm and the production of testosterone. And research suggests that it is increased following orgasm in men as well as in women. So you want to increase your oxytocin levels, get more fit. All right, let's see. And finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, let's... I wish I had a camera to show you this, but this woman's walking into the dressing room of the department store, and it says, on the sign above the door going into the dressing room, is it says, "Dressing rooms now with dimmer switches." So you don't want to see all your body's imperfections, right? All right, and then I saw a few funny T-shirt slogans. Did you know DIET stands for "Did I Eat That?" DIET. That's pretty good. Trying to decide if I should be a warning or an example to others. Oh, that's a dilemma. Life is complicated. I want to be five again. I wish we could turn back the hands of time. Maybe not to five, but 25. Oh, yeah, I'm there. And here's a woman saying, "I'm a shopaholic." Oh, I'm not a shopaholic. I'm helping balance the economy. Maybe not balancing her checkbook, though. "I am who I am. Your approval is not needed." That's a good quote. And finally, let's see. "I'm up. I'm dressed. My to-do list is done for the day. Okay. And we are done for this segment of the program, but we will be back with Dr. Ross Pelton talking about what happens when your body and mind start taking probiotics. We'll talk about that in matters of health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of the superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bringing you the next generation of health information here on your health information station where you're listening Saturday mornings to us or Saturday evenings 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now. David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. We hope to make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And here to help us do that, Dr. Ross Pelton is our guest. He's a pharmacist, nutritionist, and health educator, and also is the author of a dozen books on health and medicine. And some time ago, Dr. Ross Pelton was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in America, and we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Pelton. How the health are you?
Hey, David. It's always nice to be with you on the Dr. Health Radio Show.
Hey, well, thanks so much. You know, I can't believe you're 80. We've known each other since the 70s. And yeah. Here you are, 80 years old, and I'm not far behind, but what do you know?
Trying to catch up.
wherever you know, there you go. Or wherever you go, there you are, I should say.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for doing what you do all the decades that you have been doing it. And let's start with Probiotics 101. You've researched this field extensively. Let's go, you know, beyond the yogurt and the different cultures that are in foods, but you know, there's a lot of more potent cultures that are available, and then some of the things that we need to know about probiotics and what makes a probiotic versus postbiotic or prebiotic or antibiotic. So, give us the backgrounder first for people that maybe have never taken a probiotic or are not aware of the probiotics in their foods naturally.
Sure, David. Well, probiotics are the beneficial bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract. You can take them commercially. And what is important for people to realize is that when they do ingest commercial probiotics, those bacteria don't just influence their gastrointestinal system. They influence the whole body. So that's where we need to start, understanding that these probiotic bacteria and the compounds that they make really help regulate the health of your entire body.
Right. And three foods come to mind. And a lot of people rely on those foods for their probiotic intake. One is kimchi, popular in Asian cuisine, you know, Koreans, of course. Kombucha, everybody's on the kombucha bandwagon, or it's one of the trendy drinks. And even some of the alcoholic beverage companies have bought out the kombucha or the those beverage companies. Kefir, the three Ks, kimchi, kombucha, and kefir. And kefir, of course, is a culture that is similar to yogurt, but it's actually more potent than yogurt, and it does have probiotic qualities and benefits. But give us what, other than getting probiotics in foods, what can we do to get even more beneficial bacteria into our system?
Well, that's a great question, David, and really people need to understand that they don't get probiotics in the food they eat, but the food they eat contains compounds that are the food for the probiotic bacteria. Mm. And there are two main food groups for probiotic bacteria. They are dietary fibers and a large group of compounds called polyphenols. And both dietary fibers and polyphenols occur primarily in plant-based foods. And so when we ingest these compounds, and we ingest plant-based foods, the fibers and the polyphenols are generally not well absorbed. And so they go all the way through our intestinal tract. But when they reach the colon, they become the food for your probiotic bacteria. So it's really critical for people to realize that it's a plant-based diet with a wide diversity of fiber and polyphenol-containing foods, fruits and vegetables especially, that will provide the food to nourish your probiotic bacteria so that they can then convert those food compounds into what we call postbiotic metabolites. And this is really what I call the new frontier in microbiome science, because we're understanding that it's not so much the probiotic bacteria that regulate your health, but it's the compounds that the bacteria create, these postbiotic metabolites that are master health-regulating compounds for every organ system in your body, especially the brain and the immune system.
So is that what happens when to the body as well as the mind, since you mentioned brain, when we start taking probiotics, what changes can people expect to have from the benefit of taking the probiotics?
Sure, David. Well, a lot of gastrointestinal problems are like gas and bloating and diarrhea and constipation and pain and inflammation. And people who have those problems, that's due to an imbalance in the bacteria. Not enough good probiotic bacteria, too many bad bacteria. And so when people ingest probiotic bacteria, they often will get improvement in these symptoms. But it's really not the bacteria that improve the symptoms, it's the production of the postbiotic metabolites. And what we found is that many people, and some, I've got multiple studies that say that 90 to 95% of American children and adults do not consume adequate amounts of dietary fiber and polyphenols. So most people are not consuming the types of food, adequate amounts, that will nourish their probiotic bacteria. So many people are not getting much benefit from commercial probiotics because they're not feeding them well that allow them to produce the postbiotic metabolites.
So in other words, Dr. Pelton, the probiotics, when you ingest or consume the fiber, you're actually giving, you're multiplying or replicating the probiotics to a great extent because it's the food that they live on, and so, of course, they're going to reproduce themselves if they have more food available in the gut.
That's exactly right, but also the important point here is that you have to consume a diversity of different types of fiber, different types of polyphenols, because a healthy microbiome has anywhere from 500 to 1,000 different species of bacteria. And in order to promote the growth of those bacteria, they require different types of food. So you have to have a diversity of polyphenols and a diversity of fibers to support the growth of a diversity of probiotic bacteria so they can then produce a diversity of the postbiotic metabolites that regulate your health. In all ecosystems, David, diversity equals greater strength and greater resilience. And it's the Amazon rainforest, the coral reefs in the ocean, and also the gut microbiome. Diversity, diversity, diversity.
Uh-huh. So variety is a spice of life, even when it comes
exactly.
to growing our probiotics in our intestines. Okay, that's interesting. Dr. Pelton, we need to take a bottom of our station break, and I have many more questions for you when we return. Such as rebalancing the body. If your body is off from, say, antibiotic therapy, how much probiotics do we have to take to rebalance that that equilibrium or the osmosis, as you're talking about? Also, other benefits to regularity, and if you are suffering from constipation, how much probiotic, you know, what the dosage would be if somebody is suffering from that condition. And how can you tell, really, how probiotics or when they start working? So we'll talk about many questions having to do with your microbiome, the new science of nutrition. Back after this with Dr. Ross Pelton when we return from this brief break. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Curcumin-rich TheraCurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. TheraCurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, TheraCurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich TheraCurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Snow.
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 It is.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. Snow.
All right.
I want to.
Here I am.
My hands, my face, and
welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Ross Pelton. He is the author of 12 books, including Mind Food, Smart Pills, also Alternatives in Cancer Therapy, How to Prevent Breast Cancer, and the Nutritional Cost of Drugs. And we're talking today about probiotics, the benefits, and some of the concerns and considerations that people need to know about when it comes to choosing a probiotic or eating for probiotic health and to rebalance the microbiomes. Now, microbiome, I should say. Now, Dr. Pelton, let's talk about, say, if somebody has had to take antibiotics, that really upsets the balance of the probiotics in our gut. So what can we do in that regard when people, you know, a lot of doctors say, oh, just eat a little yogurt and you'll be fine. But I understand it takes up to 2 years to rebalance the gut if you don't take a probiotic supplement after antibiotic therapy.
That's true, David. And so there's a couple of different ways to do this. And in my many years as a pharmacist, I used to counsel people like this all the time when I dispensed antibiotic prescriptions. Encourage them to take probiotics. The only thing is you don't want to have the antibiotic in the stomach at the same time the probiotics in the stomach.
Right.
So you separate them by 3 to 4 hours, but you can or actually should. I would recommend people take probiotics throughout the course of their antibiotic therapy, but especially after the final dose of the antibiotics. I recommend that people double up on their probiotic intake for a period of 7, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, to really ensure not only restoration of a healthy new microbiome, but kind of accelerate that process.
Now, what if somebody has not had to take antibiotics, Dr. Pelton? What if they cycle the probiotics? Is that necessary, or should somebody take it on a daily basis like their multivitamin mineral?
Well, I recommend people take it on a daily basis. It's one of the most proactive things to try to maintain a healthy microbiome. And one thing that we have going on in our culture, and actually increasingly worldwide, is that people are not consuming a type of diet that supports a healthy microbiome.
Right, yeah.
So many people, even if they have not taken antibiotics, are in a situation where they have some level of what we call bacterial imbalance or dysbiosis, and that leads to all sorts of problems like leaky gut, intestinal permeability. And so I think everybody should be proactive on taking probiotics. But one step further, we talk about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which is a unique brand of probiotics that's made in an external multi-year fermentation process that results in over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites in every capsule.
Wow.
So
okay.
Rather than just taking probiotic bacteria, it's much faster to take directly the postbiotic metabolites because they immediately give anti-inflammatory activity, they suppress the growth of pathogens, they reestablish the healthy environment in the microbiome by stabilizing the acid-base level, and they reestablish gut-brain communication. But if you take commercial probiotics, those bacteria have to survive transit through the harsh acid in the stomach. And then if they survive, when they reach the colon, they have to find dietary fibers and polyphenols and start the process of converting them into postbiotic metabolites. Most people aren't eating a healthy diet to begin with, and that whole process takes time. So directly ingesting postbiotic metabolites like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is by far the most effective, efficient, fastest way to induce positive changes in the gut microbiome.
And we should mention, too, Dr. Pelton, is that Dr. O'Hara, as you're mentioning, is available at all the natural food stores here where we broadcast in Tampa, Florida. It's available at Abby's Health and Nutrition on Dale Mabry, but many other health food stores, of course, anywhere fine supplements are sold, or you can, and some pharmacies, many pharmacies as well. So, or you can go online. Is there a website for people to go if they?
EssentialFormulas.com.
Okay, EssentialFormulas.com. Okay, just wanted to get that in there. Now
and they're available online if you do Google searches for them.
Okay. Now you mentioned the bad diets that that unfortunately most Americans do consume. To that, I want to add stress also affects your microbiome, right? The healthy gut bacteria, as does alcohol, sugar. It plays havoc with the balance of your probiotic bacteria in your gut. So there are many things that, as you mentioned, just because you're not taking antibiotics or you haven't taken them in the past. There's a lot of things that upset the balance of your microbiome.
You're absolutely right. And you just mentioned the fact that stress. Stress is a really big one. There's some interesting new studies that are starting to explain how stress affects the gut microbiome and causes intestinal permeability. When there's any kind of stress, whether it's physical, psychological, emotional, the brain sends signals to the gut, which end up opening up the tight junctions and creating leaky gut. And so this is kind of new information that is explaining that it's not just bad bacteria in the gut, but it can also be stress from external or psychological internal stresses that cause the brain to communicate the stress to the gut and create leaky gut and all sorts of health problems.
You know, more and more, I've interviewed thousands of doctors over the last 33 years, more and more stress, if stress is not the master disease, I don't know what is, because,
yeah.
I mean, the more research that goes on and the more discoveries we make, stress is just, I mean, if you can get rid of undue stress, I mean, a certain amount of stress in life is beneficial, you know, the eustress, but the distress and the excess
chronic stress
is
a killer.
It's a killer of everybody. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a two-edged sword, but you want to control the stress, that's for sure. Let's see, I have many more questions before our last break. One is, how can you tell when a probiotic starts working? What are some of the signs?
Well, we talked about alleviating symptoms of gas and bloating and diarrhea, constipation, inflammation and pain and so forth. So those are some of the ways that many people will know that they're getting benefits from their probiotic bacteria. But another topic to discuss briefly is the fact that probiotics are measured in colony form or units, which means how many live bacteria are in each dose. And Americans usually think more is better, so there's a competition. Mine's got 50 billion. Mine's got 100 billion. Mine's got 200 billion.
Right.
People take high doses of probiotics like this, they're really working against balance and diversity.
Really? How is that?
So that's not the goal, to take as many as you can of one or several strains. You want to get diversity, and the only way you can get diversity is by consuming a diverse diet or directly ingesting these postbiotic metabolites in Dr. Hira's probiotics.
Yeah, you know, I read somewhere where, and I think we reported on it a few years back, that the average person only eats, I think it's around 30 foods every month, whereas you should eat, you know, like 5 or 10 new fruits and vegetables or every week. So, you know, our diet is more of a mono diet than a diversified diet.
Exactly. Yeah. Major problem.
Now, let's put you on the spot, Dr. Pelton. What do you eat as a diet? I mean, give us an example of maybe what you had for breakfast this morning or what you're having for lunch or dinner tonight.
Well, I used to be a vegetarian for a number of years back in the 80s and 90s, but my wife and I are no longer vegetarians. We're just fanatical about eating healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an 8-minute YouTube video that people can find by just doing a Google search for Ross Salad Buzz, B-U-Z-Z. And I teach people how to make a microbiome-supporting salad that's got, I think I've got 16 different types of vegetables in my salad.
Wow, really?
So that's where you get this diversity of things. I'll send you the link to this when we're done with our interview, David, and you can share
Definitely.
Show notes with people.
You know, I used to be friends with Jack LaLanne for decades, and when him and Elaine, his wife, would take me to dinner. For those that don't know, Jack LaLanne was the godfather of fitness in America. He invented the first modern-day gym here in America. But anyway, he would have at least, you know, like you said, 10 or 15 different vegetables grated finely for a salad in the evening. In fact, a restaurant we went to once, they had a special salad. It was kind of like a Jack LaLanne salad, and it had at least a dozen vegetables that I could tell in the salad. Then he had his own dressing. I think he brought the dressing or had them keep it in the refrigerator for him. But anyway, that's what you call a diverse diet, of course. And he had the fresh juices as well. But since you mentioned fanatic, the word fanatic, Dr. Pelton, it reminds me of one of the quotes that I had early on in my radio career, and I say that it's better to be a health food fanatic than a normal sick American. Because if you want to be a fanatic about anything, it's about eating, because that's the most important thing you can do for your health, and your health is priceless. It's the most important possession you have. So
right. Yeah. And my mantra, David, is really eat a little bit of a lot of different things.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Can that be the health tip of the week?
Yep, you bet.
Okay. Eat a lot of a little, eat a little bit of a lot of things instead of a lot of a little things.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So we talked about the digestive benefits, the regularity. Oops. I'm sorry about that. And then as far as the dosage people should start with, what would the dose be for say the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, if they're taking that particular brand, and what is the dosage that people should take, and how long before they start to feel a difference or results?
The recommended dose for Dr. O'Hara's is 2 capsules daily. Many people who have taken antibiotics or have severe gastrointestinal problems will start taking 5 capsules twice a day. And yes, it's a little expensive. Dr. O'Hara's is a time-intensive and labor-intensive multi-year process to produce the product, but the results stand by themselves, and people really do experience improvements. And we're very proud of the fact that in December last year, there was a new human clinical trial with Dr. O'Hara's published that showed that healthy people taking Dr. O'Hara's have a substantial reduction in fatigue and increases in energy. And this is from healthy people.
Okay, imagine a sick person. They might get even more benefits, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, on that note, Dr. Pelton, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you on our topic of discussion today, probiotics. What happens to your body and mind when you start taking probiotics, and the importance of continuing to take them if you want to enjoy continued health. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it in the morning on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can go to the website after next Wednesday for a repeat of we podcast all the previously aired shows at drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R. Spell out the word doctor now, healthradio.com. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics, without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. Our guest, besides being a pharmacist, Dr. Ross Pelton, is also the Director of Science and Education for Essential Formulas, and he was also a hospital administrator, as well as teaching high school chemistry for 2 years. Now, Dr. Pelton, let's go back to our discussion on probiotics. Are these facts that you're sharing with us today with our radio listening audience, are they being taught in medical schools or pharmacy schools or, in the medical curriculum as far as the health benefits that health professionals should be advocating or advising or prescribing to their patients in the future?
To my knowledge, no. I don't think
that's a shame.
Medical doctors are taught not only about probiotics, they aren't taught much about nutrition. And unfortunately, pharmacists aren't either.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah. Well,
shame.
As you know, I heard a commercial during the last break about yogurt. A lot of doctors just mention eat a little yogurt when you're after an antibiotic course of therapy. And that's really not enough, as we discussed earlier in the program. Now, you just had an article published in a medical journal. What was that about?
It's titled The Microbiome Theory of Aging.
Oh, so this has an anti-aging effect if we keep our microbiome balanced?
Absolutely. And if it's not balanced, it accelerates tissue decline, organ malfunction, and biological aging. So it's really a critical
Yikes.
Factor for
Give
people.
Me a case. Give me a case of Dr. O'Hara's.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And actually, the Essential Formulas company, they have also, I've taken it before, the RegActive. That's also a culture or a particular strain of probiotic bacteria, right?
Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is a very unique strain of probiotic bacteria. It synthesizes glutathione. So in this particular instance, glutathione is a postbiotic metabolite from this ME3 strain of bacteria. And glutathione is one of the most important multifunctioning compounds in the body. The number one antioxidant, it regulates
right.
detoxification, a powerful antiviral effect. So I could also write an article titled The Glutathione Theory of Aging, and the RegActive products with ME3, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, is the most effective way to boost glutathione levels, even more effective than an IV from the doctor's office, because an IV glutathione treatment can be very effective, but the benefits only last for a couple of days, and you have to go back twice a week to get IV infusions, and that's expensive and time-consuming. But you can take the RegActive products, 2 capsules daily, and they start synthesizing glutathione 24 hours a day.
So it sets up your body as a factory for glutathione production instead of having to take it intravenously or
exactly.
or orally. Okay, well,
we've got results from human clinical trials that show that this is really quite a breakthrough in glutathione therapy.
And that would be the information on that would also be at essentialformulas.com.
That's right, and I will send you a link after for the show notes. I can make a little 8-page booklet available. It's a white paper I wrote on the history and discovery of Lactobacillus fermentum ME3.
All right, okay, and I understand that discovery was made in Europe, and this American company, the Essential Formulas, now has it available in the United States, right?
That's right. It was discovered at the University of Tartu in Estonia. And the university there still has the patent, but they have licensed it to a European company, and Essential Formulas has the sole rights to import and distribute it in North America, in both U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Oh, that's good news indeed. Now, what are the contraindications, if any, on taking probiotics? Is there any, say, if people are taking prescription drugs, does it affect that, or are there any concerns that people should have if they're either on medication or taking other nutrients?
Antibiotics, I mentioned you don't want to take them at
the
same
hours.
Time as
yeah.
the antibiotic, but there's also a condition called SIBO.
Yes.
I don't know if you discussed that on your program, but SIBO is a unique situation where probiotic bacteria can really exacerbate the symptoms. However, that's really not generally the case with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, because that's Dr. O'Hara's is primarily delivering the postbiotic metabolites. So many people with SIBO can safely take Dr. Hero probiotics.
Okay, now how much should people take if they're just a normal, healthy person? How many would they start taking of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics?
Normal, healthy people, the recommended dose is 2 capsules daily. I religiously take 2 capsules every morning of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and 2 capsules of the RegActive Detox and Liver Health every evening.
Oh, why is that in the morning and evening? Why do you take those in the evening?
The liver is more active in detoxing at night during your sleep rest phase. And so, but it really is a very minute point, and there's no research that backs up my particular protocol. Mm-hmm. Just get 2 capsules in daily. That's the important thing.
Right, right. Okay. And we should mention, since you were talking about glutathione and medical therapies, doctors have administered glutathione for detoxification purposes, right? Intravenously?
Yes, absolutely. When people have swallowed too much Tylenol, which is the fastest way to deplete glutathione levels and leads to liver damage or liver transplants, mm-hmm. Doctors in the emergency room will give glutathione intravenously to try to correct that.
And also NAC, N-acetylcysteine, an amino acid available in natural food stores and pharmacies, is a potent probiotic, I mean,
a glutathione. Not a probiotic. It's a precursor to the production of glutathione.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And that's why people were taking it during the COVID or during the pandemic, because it helps the assist the liver in detoxing.
You bet.
Yeah, antiviral. Okay. All right. So we talked about that and the two capsules a day, whether it's the probiotic, the Dr. O'Hara's, or the RegActive. Now, there are 3 different formulas in the RegActive, right?
Actually, there's 4 now,
four
David.
Now. Okay.
We've got Detox and Liver Health, Immune and Vitality, and Cardio Wellness. And each of those 3 formulations contains several supplemental ingredients that will support either the liver, the immune system, or the cardiovascular health. And then naturopathic physicians and health-oriented functional medicine doctors started coming to us and said, we'd like to have a product that just contains the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And so we came out with essential ME3 and that just contains the bacteria. The dose is 1 capsule daily on that, whereas the other 3 formulations, the recommended dose is 2 capsules daily.
Gotcha. Okay. And also, lastly, we just have a few minutes left, Dr. Pelton. So the probiotic bacteria is not just for internal health. The formulas from Dr. O'Hara's, they also have a Kampuku beauty bar. They have the Magoroku skin lotion. Hence the Japanese names, by the way, are because it's from Japan, right? That's where they originated.
That's correct.
From.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the probiotic external products are just as good for your skin as they are internally for your gut.
That's right, David. And there's also Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which is an amazing product for immune system enhancement. You've got Dr. O'Hara's Essential Living Oils, which is a really well-balanced formula for, it's a vegan source of getting your omega-3 fatty acids and your essential fats and oils. So he's got a number of good products on the Essential Formulas website.
And then also the Collagen Plus, which is the it's a way to renew your body to a more youthful state as far as,
you
know, everybody's taking collagen now for skin structure and elasticity and ways to improve your skin health. So you can do it both internally and externally. You can take the collagen internally and it will have an external benefit.
That's absolutely right. It really stimulates your body to produce healthy new collagen.
All right. And Dr. O'Hara's website, again, is essentialformulas.com. And do you have a personal website, Dr. Pelton, for people to get in touch with you?
Sure, David. My personal website is naturalpharmacist.net.
Oh, okay. That's easy. Naturalpharmacist.net.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ross Pelton, and don't make yourself a stranger. I mean, it's been several years since we've had you on last time, and so I don't want to wait another several years until you're on again.
Great to talk to you again, David, and let's do it sooner.
All right. There goes Dr. Ross Pelton. Thanks so much, Dr. Pelton. All right. This is the show for today, but join us again tonight, 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now for the rebroadcast of the morning show. Or you can go to the website next Wednesday or after next Wednesday for the podcast of today's show. And that's drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. I'm David Snow, thanking you so much for joining us this morning. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.